'Twas the night before Jesus, when all through the earth every creature was stirring for a new baby's birth. Words from the night before Jesus, Concordia Publishing House's new Christmas book. The night before Jesus would make a great Christmas gift for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 3 through 5. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Night Before Jesus. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got 4 soundbites to play for you. And once we've played them, you need to pick up the phone and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email. That's a good way to vote as well, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, our address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to vote as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, a Luther Rose medallion courtesy of Ad Crusum, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And it goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. David Menton. Here he is describing a God acceptable to evolutionists.
You know, I think a central issue that needs to be considered here is what kind of a God. We're told now that religion, Christianity in particular, is completely compatible with evolution. Exactly what kind of God would be acceptable to a professional evolutionist? I'm not talking about someone's little personal version of evolution. It's not the way science works. You don't have your own personal periodic table of elements. So what kind of God would be acceptable? That there would be a God who would be worshipped with great zeal and everything is perfectly okay. That's not what they are opposed to. What's not acceptable to the professional evolutionist is a God who actually physically does things. A God who intervenes in the natural world. That's what's not acceptable. Are such gods mentioned in Scripture? Well, they certainly are. They're mentioned frequently. Gods that have eyes but can't see, ears but can't hear, mouths but can't speak, they're the idols. And the people that worship them are like them, the Bible tells us. So idolatry would be really the only acceptable form of God or religion to the professional evolutionist. A God who certainly gets worshipped with great zeal, that's no problem, but who doesn't actually claim that he has intervened in any way in history or in what we call a material world. And idolatry is really all that's left.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. David Menton, a God acceptable to evolutionists. If you'd like to vote for that one, give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. Here he is explaining why the Bible is so important.
I don't get these people that are worried about us being Bible worshipers. That is so stupid to me. And nobody's ever been a Bible worshiper. Talk about a straw man. Why we're so insistent on the Bible is because this is where God speaks. This is the objective thing so that we know who he is. This is how he reveals himself to us. You can't go by ephemeral things like feelings and atmospheric pressure and astrology and so forth. We got to go by the objective reality of where God promises to be, where God promises to speak. We believe the gospel because it is revealed to us in God's word. So faith believes that God is sincere when he says that our sins are forgiven, even though our sins are terrible. We believe that when he says he loves us, he actually does. And when he says that he's coming back to get us and that he will judge for us and declare us to be righteous, we believe it because that's what the Bible says. So I trust and wait on him who does not lie. I can't trust myself. I can't trust my pastor. I can't trust the Senate or President Trump or my Uber driver. But I can trust God and his word. Jesus loves me, and the Bible tells me so.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson, why the Bible is so important. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Robert Spencer, describing the popular dogma on Islam.
There is a dogmatic connection, attachment, I should say, in Washington and among media analysts all over to the idea that Islam is a religion of peace and that any violence done in its name is done by a tiny minority of extremists who have twisted and hijacked its peaceful teachings. And consequently, every occasion of violence in the name of Islam has to be explained by other means and not by reference to Islamic teachings. And so the idea that ISIS arose because of American actions in Iraq is in line with this dogmatic attachment to this idea that Islam is a religion of peace. It's fictional, of course, and it's completely ahistorical. Actually, the worst thing about it, Todd, is that it's paternalistic and ethnocentric. It's funny how the proponents of tolerance and multiculturalism and diversity are the ones who say this. Because what they're actually saying is that Muslims are only able to react to what America does and what other people do, what Israel does. There's never any possibility they might do things for reasons of their own. We are the only ones with that power. And so it's an unconscious kind of paternalism and ethnocentrism that is driving this false notion.
That's soundbite number three, Robert Spencer, on the popular dogma regarding Islam. 1-877-623-6943, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Here's soundbite number four. After we play it for you, it's time to vote. It's Craig Parton on spiritual but not religious.
The mystical idea is very comforting. Doesn't make a lot of demands. Doesn't tell you not to commit adultery, not to hate other people in your heart, not to steal or lie. It's just a mystical idea out there, and it's very consistent with this idea, I'm spiritual but not religious. I don't get into having to go to places where I'm told what God's demands of me are. I like to go and have my God on my terms. And this is a total arbitrary decision to create a God in your own image that happens to be a mystical idea. But not a lot of comfort when you get news in the hospital that you have a week to live. Then you want a God who's counted every hair on your head, who knows you by name, and who's died on Calvary's cross for you.
That's soundbite number four. If you'd like to vote for that one, this break will be a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can also email us your vote right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We have a Twitter address, @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. When we come back, your votes for Issues Etc., soundbite of the week.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
According to the prosperity gospel, Christ's torment upon Calvary's cross was insufficient. Insufficient to atone for the sins of humankind.
Hank Anagraff of the Bible Answer Man, speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Joyce Meyer is emphatic, going so far as to say you cannot go to heaven unless you believe with all your heart that Jesus took your place in hell. So when Jesus said it is finished, the prosperity teachers say, no, it has just begun.
You can listen to Hank Anagraff's presentation, Making the Case Against the Prosperity Gospel, on a recording from both of our 2018 Making the Case conferences. This recording contains almost 20 hours of teaching and preaching. We'll send it to you for a year-end tax-deductible donation of $300. Find out more and order at IssuesETC.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
You're listening to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, December the 7th. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote wins the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, an I Have Issues t-shirt, Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter, @issuesetc, and our phone number, since phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. David Menton, a God acceptable to evolutionists? Soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson, why the Bible is so important? Soundbite number three, Robert Spencer, the popular dogma on Islam? Or soundbite number four, Craig Parton on spiritual but not religious? 1-877-623-6943. Up first listening in California is Roberta. Hi, Roberta.
Hi. I would like to vote for Pastor David Peterson and his comments about why the Bible is so important. He really said it. If we don't have the Bible, then God's word is really not known to us, and that's where his words are, that's where his message is. And we need to be looking at it all the time to be reminded that we are forgiven sinners, but that at the same time we've done great, great injustices. And I'm really glad he said that, and I agree with him. It's a very good thing to think of the Bible as the most important message that God ever gave us, because it is the only one.
Roberta, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in California. Stephen listens in Columbus, Nebraska. He's voting for soundbite number two as well, Pastor David Peterson, on why the Bible is so important. He says, when you get the Bible correct, all the problems in the other quotes go away. Oh, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. Stephen, thank you very much for listening in Nebraska. Flip listens in Hawaii. He says, soundbite number two is his pick, Pastor David Peterson. Every piece of our Christian faith revolves around this one thing, that God wants to and has communicated to us. If he hadn't, we wouldn't do nothing but guess, speculate, and philosophize. He has, so that we might know and believe. Very well summarized, Flip. Thanks for listening in Hawaii. Nancy listens in Lincoln, Nebraska. Soundbite number two, again, Pastor David Peterson is her pick, especially because not only can we not trust those things that he mentioned, but we also can't trust our own feelings, our own thoughts, or anything from inside us. We trust the Word of God, and especially the Word of God made flesh, Jesus Christ. Nancy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Lincoln. Robert listens in Taylor, Texas. He's voting for soundbite number two. The Bible provides the Christian faith with a flag to jam in the ground and say, this is where we stand, so that we aren't left twisting in the wind with our feelings or someone conjuring things out of thin air to direct us. Wow, smartest listeners in radio. Thanks for listening in Texas, Robert. Corrine listens in Louisville, Kentucky, also voting for soundbite number two. The notion that God promises to be in the Bible is such a comforting concept for me, who has not always done a good job of keeping my faith at the forefront. When I'm feeling out of touch with God, I don't have to wonder about where to go. Wow, these listeners have really got this one today. Thank you very much, Corrine, and thanks for listening in Kentucky. That makes the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number two by a landslide, Pastor David Peterson, why the Bible is so important.
I don't get these people that are worried about us being Bible worshipers. That is so stupid to me. And nobody's ever been a Bible worshiper. Talk about a straw man. Why we're so insistent on the Bible is because this is where God speaks. This is the objective thing so that we know who he is. This is how he reveals himself to us. You can't go by ephemeral things like feelings and atmospheric pressure and astrology and so forth. We got to go by the objective reality of where God promises to be, where God promises to speak. We believe the gospel because it is revealed to us in God's word. So faith believes that God is sincere, when he says that our sins are forgiven, even though our sins are terrible. We believe that when he says he loves us, he actually does. And when he says that he's coming back to get us and that he will judge for us and declare us to be righteous, we believe it because that's what the Bible says. So I trust and wait on him who does not lie. I can't trust myself. I can't trust my pastor. I can't trust the Senate or President Trump or my Uber driver. But I can trust God and his word. Jesus loves me, and the Bible tells me so.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson, why the Bible is so important. I'm going to give away two LPR bundle packages. I'm just delighted with the listeners' responses. Robert in Texas and Corrine in Kentucky, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, we'll send you a recording of our 2018 spring and fall Making the Case conferences for a year-end tax-deductible donation of $300 to Issues, etc. You can place your order by check, make your $300 check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please be sure to write audio DVD or thumb drive in the memo line of your check. You can also order online at issuesetc.org. It's almost 20 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on a recording of our 2018 Making the Case conferences. Next week on Issues, Etc., we'll study the Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest. We'll continue our series responding to Calvinist proof texts with Pastor Jordan Cooper, and we'll discuss the Sixth Commandment and Joseph living a chaste life with Pastor Peter Bender. If God had not given us his word, as he has, if he had not spoken, we would truly be left guessing. And what would we guess? All the wrong things. We would not find God or discern him or observe him if he had not spoken to us in this word that is given to us by inspiration of the Holy Spirit over all these centuries, through many and various ways, through the prophets and God's men, as they wrote, moved along by the Holy Spirit, all pointing forward and to Jesus Christ, the Savior. Were it not for God's word, if he had not spoken, we would not know our Savior and what he's done for us. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Be Strong and Courageous from Joshua 1:9 is the theme for the 41st academic year at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal at 618-656-0043.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Several Issues Etc. regular guests are candidates for leadership positions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Every LCMS congregation has received nomination forms for the president and vice presidents of the synod. Please encourage your pastor and congregational leaders to fill out and return these nomination forms before February 20th of 2019. Learn more at issuesetc.org/nominations. issuesetc.org/nominations.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.